Dilemma 3. How did I get herpes? Here is the dilemma. I live in southern France and have two kids who are settled in school here. My partner and me have a good sex life, or we did until I got herpes, though I didn't know what it was until the clinic I went to in Scotland when I went back to visit my mum last month said that was it, and I now think he must have been having sex with someone. We mix with English people only as neither of us can speak French, so I am sure it must be one of the wives. I haven't slept with anyone else, although I've had lots of chances, so what do I do now? Please help, as I am at my wit's end. He says he hasn't been putting it about, but we haven't had sex since I asked him, and he says it must be me putting it around. Here are the therapist's answers. Therapist 1 is a counselor and life coach with experience of working with alcohol and addiction issues as well as with eating disorders. Here is her answer. Considering how upsetting this has been to both of you, it might be a good idea to see an English-speaking doctor together so that you can be reassured, and if, after that, there are still issues, then some couples counseling might be helpful. Therapist 2 is a relate-trained counselor with experience of working with relationship issues and is an experienced couples counselor. Here is her answer. I'm sorry to hear about your sexual health dilemma, and indeed it sounds even more complicated by an apparent lack of trust between you, in that you clearly think that your husband has had sex with someone else and he says he thinks the same about you. It must be creating a very difficult atmosphere between you, and unless one of you is able to work out honestly what might have happened, it feels as though you both have a distressing standoff situation, which is threatening your marriage. One way or another, I'm very sorry that you are the one who is infected, and hope that you will get as much help and information about what to do next from the many websites on Google or on angioinfo.com for more local info on France, health or English-speaking doctors. However, look on the following website. International Herpes Alliance, Genital Herpes, Herpes, Patient Support. The EHA is a global association of patient support organizations and health professionals concerned about genital herpes, information, regional support. Herpesalliance.org. It does seem to confirm that this is a virus that is sexually transmitted, but it also says that genital herpes is passed from person to person through direct skin to skin, genital to genital or mouth to genital contact. Therefore, it is most commonly transmitted during intimate sexual contact. Many people first discover they have the infection at some time during the course of a long-term, monogamous relationship. Evidence of infection in a long-term relationship does not necessarily indicate that there have been other, recent sexual partners. I don't know how long you've been together or married, but do you think it is something that could have lain dormant from before the time you met each other? I realize that it doesn't help your current health situation, but if you could try to discuss this information above with your husband, it might clear up your anxiety about the potential unfaithfulness which is hurting both of you at the moment. If on the other hand you genuinely suspect that your husband is lying, then maybe you will need some counseling help with your relationship, and could try the counselor's section to see if there is a counselor nearby who would be able to help you with some further personal counseling. Therapist 2 is a psychoanalytic psychotherapist with experience of working with relationship and many other issues. She is unavailable to give an answer owing to work commitments.